We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, heroic viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite, Intelsat 805, location 55.5 degrees west, frequency 3771 megahertz, polarization vertical, symbol rate 13333, FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Suater Seleng Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dar Ul Province, channel 8 on Dar An Broadcasting System. In Tar, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 of Huan U Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Finland increases alcohol tax to safeguard the health of its citizens. In community news, a 24-hour helpline for children is established in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July the 24th, honours one of Iran's highly distinguished poets, Mr. Ahmad Shamlou, who passed away on this day in 2000. Born in Tehran, Iran, in 1925, Mr. Shamlou has been referred to as one of the most influential Iranian poets of the 20th century. He developed Sepid poetry, which is a free verse style. Liberty, humanity, love and beauty were emphasized in his works. Fresh Air is considered his masterpiece. In all, Mr. Shamlou published over 70 books, including volumes and anthologies of poetry, novels, short stories, screenplays, and children's literature. In 1991, he was awarded the Freedom of Expression Prize by the USA-based Human Rights Watch, and in 1999, he was the recipient of the Swedish Foundation's Stig Dagerman Award for Freedom of Speech. May Mr. Ahmad Shamlou's marvelous legacy of superb writings continue to bring joy to many generations.
Flyin News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Pakistan. Nearly 2 months after some 2 million citizens were forced from their homes due to conflict in the northwest region's Swat Valley, several hundred thousand are being assisted by the government in returning. However, many still remain in the camps, vulnerable to heat and lacking basic items. At the outset of the mass displacement, Supreme Master Qinghai donated a total of $70,000, an amount that could purchase $1,266,000 in supplies if obtained in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living.
Following our association relief team's first mission to the region, a joint Formosan or Taiwanese and Singaporean team traveled to provide further support and medical treatment, covering their own expenses. As Supreme Master Qinghai is deeply concerned about such situations and frequently asks for updates, with Master's permission, we would like to share this report from Pakistan.
July 20th, 2009, Most Benevolent Master, regarding relief for internally displaced people in Pakistan. Our joint medical team from Singapore and Formosa arrived on July 15, guided by the deputy chief of the refugee camp in Mardan City, where 1,024 displaced families desperately needed assistance. We saw their appalling conditions firsthand. On July 18, we coordinated the delivery of basic food and hygiene items.
Meanwhile, our team of three doctors and three assistants quickly set up a medical clinic in the camp. They worked non-stop in the sweltering heat with no food, drink, or rest, and were able to see all 118 patients, many of them children, within the authorized time.
The next day, we were surprised to see orderly queues, and the local officials also assisted us with greater trust as they saw our sincere intent. They asked many questions about Master and her work, upon which we presented some flyers on the vegan solution to global warming. Thus, the entire operation went smoothly, and our doctors saw 188 patients, 70 more than the day before.
We are grateful for Master's endless love and care for people in Pakistan. With all our love and gratitude, relief team from Singapore and Formosa.
Thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to bring this news to our viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report.
Supreme Master Qinghai has replied as follows. Thanks a million, and so touched by your dedication and loving services to the unfortunate victims of war. May heaven bless you manifold as we pray for all humans to wake up and rebuild life in peace and kindness.
Our appreciation, all Pakistani officials, for your kind attention to the displaced people. We are thankful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose unconditional support transcends borders to reach those in need, and to our association's relief team, praying that only harmony may soon prevail on earth.
Wildfires blazing in Spain. As a heat wave brings temperatures of 41 degrees Celsius, several fires ignited across the nation. In the northeast, winds abruptly changed direction, rekindling a blaze that started Monday in the Catalonia's Elsport Park. Four firefighters perished and another two sustained serious injuries, while local residents are being evacuated as the out-of-control blaze threatens nearby towns.
In Aragon, more than 8,000 hectares have burned and 1,500 people have been evacuated. Fires have also been reported in the Basque region, as well as central Castilla-La Mancha and Alicante in the east. On July 23rd, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our local association members to please go comfort the loved ones of the firefighters, offering 1,000 euros in gifts for each of the six families. Our grateful thanks all the courageous firefighters for your heroic efforts to extinguish the flames. We appreciate Supreme Master Ching Hai's expression of deep concern and care, and send our sincere condolences for the ones who have succumbed while performing their noble duties, as we pray for the quick and full recovery of the injured. With heaven's blessings, may such dangerous circumstances be eased as humanity turns to kinder, gentler ways.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Canadian man resistant to swine flu antiviral medicine. A 60-year-old Quebec gentleman is now the fifth person believed to have contracted swine flu prior to being given a precautionary dose of the antiviral medication Tamiflu, after which he developed a resistance. He is one of five people, as far apart as Japan, Denmark, and Hong Kong, who developed an antiviral resistance, leading experts to fear the implications for protecting public health from swine flu.
A new mother became Tonga's first fatality after undergoing an emergency delivery to save her baby, while Laos and Hungary also reported their first fatalities. The number of cases in Egypt has swelled to 145, raising further public health concerns during the upcoming Muslim Hajj pilgrimage. Countries with the highest numbers of confirmed cases include Australia at 14,037, Mexico at 14,229, and the United States at 40,617, as well as United Kingdom, Chile, and Canada, all at more than 10,000 confirmed illnesses in their nations. The official global number is 151,656, with 868 fatalities across 139 countries. However, health ministries and the World Health Organization indicate that actual numbers are at least 10 times higher.
This past week alone, new swine flu cases in England doubled to 100,000, with 840 people hospitalized, 63 of whom are in critical condition.
To To help relieve some of the pressure on doctors, the UK's London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine has partnered with the Health Protection Agency to provide swine flu information as well as collect it through a website called flusurvey.org.uk. Emulating an approach being successfully used by four other European nations, the website describes latest treatment medicines, along with showing the spread of the illness and symptoms, so that people can obtain tentative diagnoses for themselves.
London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine and British Health Protection Agency, we appreciate this helpful tool for keeping people better protected and informed. It sorrows us to see the deplorable state and devastating effect of factory farms, which virtually breed such pandemics, causing grief to countless families. We envision the day when all animals are free and all humans liberated from disease through the most healthful organic vegan diet.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Oman frees detainees. On Tuesday, His Majesty Sultan Qaboos bin Said called for the release of over 170 detainees to mark the country's July 23rd Renaissance Day anniversary. The government has also announced a public holiday for July 25th to celebrate the amnesty. Our sincere thanks, Your Majesty, for this kind gesture of clemency, wishing the freed people joyful homecomings and lives of abundant goodness.
Court ruling clears the way for Sudan's peace accord. Overturning a previous ruling that had been rejected by the Sudanese government, the Netherlands Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague eased a multi-year discord as it redefined the shared border between northern and southern Sudan. Both governments have agreed to the International Court's ruling, thus opening the way to dialogue for implementing the last phase of a six-year peace agreement. Our respectful appreciation, Permanent Court of Arbitration in The Hague, for your wise decision. May this new accord grace the caring people of Sudan with harmonious and secure lives.
Dad loses life while saving sons. Mr. Scott Pedersen's 5 and 7-year-old boys had been swimming in Utah, USA's Upper Barker Lake when they began struggling to stay afloat due to the unexpectedly cold water. Mr. Pedersen immediately jumped in and swam to the boys, helping keep their heads above water as he pushed them toward a 4-person pedal boat. However, despite being a skilled swimmer, the lake's low temperature and densely tangled weeds caused Mr. Pedersen to call for help himself. Sadly, after his father and brother-in-law had managed to pull the boys into the pedal boat, his own life was lost to the water. We mourn for the loss of this loving father and hero. Our deep condolences to Mr. Scott Pedersen's family, and may his noble soul rest in God's eternal love and peace. Supreme Master Qinghai was touched to tears by this incident and is posthumously honoring Mr. Pedersen with a Shining World Hero Award, along with $1,000 to help with the funeral or related expenses.
Customers respond with delight to Mongolia's first Loving Hut. Diverse, wholesome, and tasty plant-based meals all quickly served to the dining guests. This is Supreme Master Qinghai's vision that inspired Loving Hut International. With locations that already span the globe, from the United States to Malaysia, the family of vegan restaurants is now being welcomed in yet another country.
The opening of the new Loving Hut Mongolia drew many eager diners, including famous Mongolian pop singer and our association member, Namin Jin. Let's hear what the customers have to say.
After enjoying the scrumptious vegan cuisine, many diners are declaring their determination to return to Mongolia's traditional vegetarian way of life.
Hats off, Loving Hut Mongolia, for your successful launch. We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for initiating these auspicious dining opportunities for all people to experience the abundantly tasteful plant-based choices. We can't wait to herald the day that humanity unites as healthy, life-saving vegans.
Save our planet. Scientists warn of dangers from El Nino. Researchers at the United Kingdom's National Weather Service, Met Office, are cautioning that this year's El Nino, last seen in 2003, will be worsened by the impacts of global warming in generating erratic weather events. El Nino is a cyclic pattern caused by ocean temperature changes that results in disturbances such as intensified storms and dry spells.
Speaking of extreme events that are already being seen in 2009, Dr. Steve Jennings of the UK-based charity Oxfam said this could be the hottest year in known history. Poverty and climate change is enough of a challenge, and El Nino will only make things harder. We are really concerned it will result in intense droughts in southern Africa and floods in eastern Africa.
Britain's Met Office, Dr. Jennings, and Oxfam, many thanks for this alert of the risks we face with the coming El Niño. Through our concerted efforts to live more harmoniously with the environment, may a more stable ecosystem become the norm.
Supreme Master Qinghai, who often offers her guidance through our planetary crisis, spoke of the climatic tolls already occurring in Africa during a May 2009 video conference in Togo.
Sadly, global warming is affecting African countries in all the severest and some of the most visible ways. Zimbabwe, Somalia, Mauritius, Mozambique, and Sudan, just to name a few, are experiencing worsened droughts that make it difficult to plant crops, thus adding to food shortages and price rising. Add to this desertification and deforestation that further degrade the land. Increased temperatures mean erratic rainfall, either too little or too much at a time. So we have ravaging floods that drown the crops and fire that burn the forest. Our thinking, our actions have to send out a message to the universal energy that we want a better planet. We want a safer life. We want a saved world. Then the universal energy will do just that. Such is the power of just being vegan, because that means we spare life, we want life, we want constructive energy, we don't want destruction. So vegan is the answer.
Meat consumption devastating world's waters. A study by the U.S.-based World Resources Institute, or WRI, shows that the rise in meat consumption and demand for fossil fuels is a direct cause of oxygen depletion in the world's coastal and freshwater areas. Saying that close to 500 coastal areas now suffer from hypoxia, the report indicated that this number is expected to rise. The researchers also found that a full 80% of the nitrogen used in factory hog farm production is being returned to the environment as a pollutant through pig manure and the growing of animal feed. Lead author Mindy Selman said one swine operation in the Black Sea region that is now closed had more than 1 million pigs and generated sewage equivalent to a town of 5 million people. We appreciate your endeavors, Ms. Selman and associates at World Resources Institute, in bringing more understanding of our aquatic environment's critical plight. Let us all turn to the life-saving and green vegan lifestyle for the safety of the waters and the planet.
Save our planet. As part of the country's environmental and planet cooling initiatives, Kenya's Environment Minister, John Michuki, announces a mandate for 10% of all privately held land to be planted with tree cover.
Save our planet. Scientists at the U.S. Department of Energy's Pacific Northwest National Laboratory, or PNNL, are testing a new geothermal heat extraction process to produce clean energy.
Save our planet. France joins the Principality of Monaco in an effort to save the endangered Atlantic and Mediterranean bluefin tuna by supporting an agreement to ban international trade of the fish.
Marvel the Monkey, a vegan with a tip on staying healthy. If you do a lot of repetitive motions with your hands, such as typing on your computer regularly, it's important to use a wrist rest and mouse pad to provide support. This will help keep your hands strong and prevent disorders like carpal tunnel syndrome. Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet, and thank you for your attention. Here's the weather around the globe.
Thank you.
In the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Australia. Our association members from Perth helped the aid organisation Vietnamese Charity Group of Western Australia at the Loving Old Caring Young Luncheon. It was held to support Telethon, a children's charity organisation, and Silver Chain, a community and residential healthcare association. During the gathering, there was a great variety of entertainment, as well as heartwarming speeches. Our association members provided complimentary vegetarian food to over 1,500 attendees. In addition, information through DVDs and flyers about saving our planet by adopting a plant-based diet was shared. May individuals everywhere receive the services they need to have joyful and fulfilling lives.
In good governance news, Finland takes a stand against the consumption of alcohol. To help safeguard the well-being of its citizens, Finland's parliament has agreed to raise the taxes on alcohol by as much as 10%. This is in addition to a 10% increase which was passed in January 2009. The tax will be based on the alcohol content of the drink and will become effective in October this year. Our respectful appreciation, Finland, for your decisive action to protect the health of the people of your nation. May all countries take significant measures to support life-sustaining habits. Up next on Noteworthy News, mobile phones are used to safeguard children's health in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. We'll go be alone with God for a short while, be back soon with more conducive news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, giving news for a selfless world. In children news, the Democratic Republic of the Congo uses mobile phones to help youngsters. The Congolese government, United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, and a mobile telephone network company have joined together to inaugurate a 24-hour toll-free medical service. Health professionals will respond to any questions about illnesses concerning children. Advice will be given about how to identify and treat the ailments, as well as the location of nearby medical facilities. Most of the nation's population has easy access to cell phones. Bravo, the Congolese government, United Nations Children's Fund, mobile telephone network company, and all those participating in this caring endeavour. May it provide welcome assistance to many precious youths and loving parents.
Let's share some fun with a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai, entitled The Drink.
After taking some drink from the lake, a young bear saw his reflection in the lake, beating his chest and said, "Wow, I am the king of all the beasts." Then came the lion behind him and said, "What was that I just heard?" The bear said, "Oh dear, you say strange stuff when you had too much to drink."
And now for our viewer's heartline.
I really had digestion problems, but ever since I stopped eating meat, I feel better. However, I still drink milk, and I don't know if I can stop it. In this country, Tunisia, everybody drinks milk in the morning. We are not used to dealing with vegetables. Help me, please. Ahmed from Tunisia.
Sincere Ahmed, congratulations on your feeling better. It's fantastic that you stopped eating meat. The animals and Mother Earth are surely grateful to you. Soy milk, rice milk, and nut milks are very nourishing beverages. Perhaps you can try these milk alternatives, which are simple to make, to share with your fellow Tunisians. There are many resources online, such as www.soya.be, that give information on making your own soya or nut milk. Supreme Master Qinghai had graciously shown how to create delicious meals with vegetables. Please visit her past shows, A Gift of Love, at www.supremastertv.com/GOL. Other vegan cooking demonstrations by our association members and friends of our association can also give a lot of good recipe ideas. Everything is available for download, free of charge, at www.supremastertv.com/VEG. Have fun, with Allah's blessings to you and your kind co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today?
please let us know your comments and stories from your area of the globe. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May celestial light and wisdom illuminate your path. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As the first Spanish dignitary to visit Gibraltar in 300 years, Foreign Minister Miguel Ángel Moratinos meets with Chief Minister Peter Caruana to discuss expanding communication and bilateral relations.
Nearly 100 Palestinian refugees currently living on the border of Iraq and Syria are being welcomed to stay in Slovakia while their final resettlement is being arranged in other countries.
After wildfires in western Canada caused 11,000 residents to flee their homes, the local Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or SPCA, rescues some 300 animals from the area to offer them care. To further their loving endeavors, Supreme Master Ching Hai is donating $5,000 Canadian to the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals.
At the 5th Liwa Date Festival in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, first and second place prizes go to father and son, Muhammad Ali Morshed Al-Marar and Amhad, for the best quality Abu Ma'an dates.
Following an appeal made by the UK's Oxfordshire Animal Sanctuary, donations from the public pour in, reaching nearly $100,000 to help keep the animal shelter open.
U.S. film director Antoine Fuqua, known for such award-winning movies as Training Day, creates a non-profit organization to give disadvantaged youth opportunities for professions in the cinematic fields.
During the Milan Economic Forum, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak presented a vision for addressing developing countries' needs, including support for smaller companies, better youth education, and infrastructure development.
Following years of research, UN scientists identify medications that can eliminate the devastating disease called river blindness, which affects many less fortunate African communities. For their auspicious findings, Supreme Master Ching Hai is bestowing the UN scientists with the Shining World Inventor Award.
Mr. Jeff Alcorn of Northern Ireland completes a solo voyage in his self-built Wind of Lorne II, crossing the Atlantic Ocean in 42 days and raising money for Northern Ireland Children's Hospice. Supreme Master Ching Hai is recognizing Mr. Jeff Alcorn's epic journey with a special letter of salute and $15,000 for his noble cause.
Iraqi President Nouri al-Maliki meets U.S. President Barack Obama in Washington, where the two discuss international affairs and agree on the encouragement of national unity to ensure peace.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.